Good morning, and we're back for another Motivational Monday Enlightenment check-in. So, it's 4:29 Eastern Standard Time, and I almost made it to my goal, 4 o'clock, but hey, I made it in the 4 a.m. range. So, today is Monday, and a lot of us don't feel like getting up, getting out of the bed. We want to go back to sleep, but we have to go to work. But what's on our minds? So, let's see. Today's topic is, and this is a heavy one for the morning, but it's abuse. Because I know some of us have to deal with it, whether it's in a relationship, and you want to know how to get out, whether you grew up with it and it's bothering you in your adult life, but we have to deal with it. So, what type of abuses are there? So, let's see. So, the first one is financial or economic abuse. And I think I can't remember which one. I think it's Serena Williams, but she's bringing this to the forefront as well. So financial abuse, and men and women, you can both go through this. So it's like it's defined as making an attempt to make an individual financially dependent or maintaining control over the finances. Some men and women make their spouses or girlfriends, boyfriends, hand over their paycheck and give them a small amount of money to work with. So it could be like their train fare or meals during the day. And they might even restrict their money. So they might not be able to go shopping for food or something. And then they'll have to ask permission for things. And only one person can access the account. And an abusive person will go to the length of taking all the other party's name off of the account so that they can have complete control. Okay, so if you have this going on, then you know what you need to do. You need to find a way to get out of that and start fresh, because that person is trying to control you. So then we have physical abuse, which is hitting, slapping, shoving, grabbing, pinching, denying a partner of medical care, or forcing them to drink alcohol or take drugs. That's physical abuse. And then there's also sexual abuse, when you can be raped while you're in a marriage. You can be attacked, just violently beaten, forced to have sex, just really demeaning. And if you're in a loving relationship, this shouldn't happen. So we also have emotional abuse, when someone is being undermined and their self-esteem is being challenged. Name calling, has a poor relationship with the children. That's emotional. Then we have psychological, which is a lot like emotional, but they cause fear and intimidation. They threaten physical harm to the children. They force the person to be isolated. You know, they really get in there and get inside your head. But the main abuse that we are going to focus on today is called verbal abuse. And so verbal abuse can come from a parent, It can come from a boss at your job. It can come from anyone. A partner, domestic partner, a husband, a wife, a girlfriend. It can come from anyone. So, what is verbal abuse? Let's go into that. So, verbal abuse is name calling. This type of verbal abuse is probably the easiest one to recognize. And you're being shouted at on a regular basis. So if you are, a child growing up in a verbally abusive home, you might be given everything. You might be given shelter and food and everything that you need, but you might be subjected to being name called stupid, dumb, ugly, whatever. You know, that is a form of abuse, even though the other part is somewhat being satisfied. And a lot of people go through this at their job. Like when you wake up in that Monday morning and you have some horrible bosses that actually do this, I don't see how they've been getting away with it for so long. That just blows my mind. So another type of verbal abuse is being condescending. So you have light sarcasm. This can include constant jokes about your body parts or something. You know, being a female in the workplace, you might hear jokes about your gender, or being a man in the workplace, you might hear jokes about your gender, or whatever your orientation is, you know, but it's a form of verbal abuse, and they do it to put you down. Everything here is, they try to pull your self-esteem apart, so they make you feel really, really low, really unworthy of being a part of whatever, at your job, in your home. They just make you feel really down. Another one is manipulation. So sometimes it can be easy to spot a controlling personality, but when someone consciously pushes their partner to do and say things they're not always comfortable with, that means they are being manipulated. So sometimes it can be harder to detect, but sometimes you can. So like an abuser will manipulate that person and make them believe certain things when you bring it up to their attention, and they just look at you like, what? You're crazy. This doesn't happen. Because that abuser is smart. They are manipulating that person to have someone on their side to, I guess, make the other party feel insufficient. So manipulation is a large part of what abusers do. Once they've got your mind, they get your money, they're pretty much happy because they're manipulating your mind. They're inside your head. They tell you certain things and then you start to believe it. You know, like if your boss tells you, oh, you're just an average worker and everything, and you start to believe that, like, what am I? You know, or if your parents tell you something, well, this happened because of you. I lost my job because of you, and I can't get around because of you. And, you know, you're listening to this, they are trying to get inside of your head, manipulate you, put the blame on you so you can truly take on their faults, take on their sickness. So you have to be aware of mass manipulators. Next one is criticism. So constant criticism and belittling of the significant other is not healthy. So if you have someone that says that they're in your corner, but they're constantly criticizing you and they're not helping you, like if they're giving you constructive criticism and they give you suggestions to go along with it, you guys have an open conversation with it, okay, then you can work together. But if they are just constantly, then you might need to re-look at that, you know, because it's not healthy. So another one, you know, more demeaning comments, they put you down. You know, let's say you're in a marriage and you have a child already when you get married, and they might say, oh, look at that. You already have a child. You're not a good role model on our other children, and, you know, anything to just put you down. If you're a different religion or something, it's just horrible. Another form of abuse is withholding. So your partner might be refusing to answer your calls, and they might ignore you. You know, sometimes we always say, okay, it's good to walk away from a fight. But when they just shut down purposely because they feel like they're hurting you, they're trying to manipulate. And at that point, it's time to move on. This constantly keeps happening. Because it's not fair to you to put you through all that stress and tension. If that person is purposely doing that just to see what they can get out of it, what kind of rise they can get out of you, what kind of emotion, because they're trying to manipulate you. All of this is a form of manipulation. And the last one is accusations. So this often stems from jealousy. You know, a partner saying, hey, why are you out late? I saw you with that person. You're running around on me, or, you know, at a job. I saw you take that. And you stole from the company. Or, you know, the accusations are just wild. They're just wild. And you know you're not wrong. You know what you did. But then when that manipulator starts to say it, then you start thinking like, wow, did I do that? And when you start, once you start questioning yourself, then they've got your mind. They got your mind. So you cannot do that. You can't. So this morning, I know I'm starting with like some pretty negative stuff, but you know, it's things that we go through on a daily basis. And maybe this Monday, maybe today, you'll say, hey, I'm going to get out of this relationship. I'm going to make a difference. I'm not going to be manipulated any longer. I'm not going to feel like this person is always taking a shot at my self-esteem, my confidence. I'm going to make a change. But then you're like, well, snap, how do I make a change? You know, I get up every morning, I go to work, I'm a stay-at-home parent, or whatever you do. Like, how do I do this? So you have to start planning now. The first thing is to deal with the emotionally abusive person and recognize that it's happening. You know it's happening. You've seen the red flags. You know what's going on. But you just don't want to see it because you think that things will get better. They will smooth out. It'll be okay. But no. You see what's happening. Recognize it. Accept it. And let's go to the next part. Make your mental and physical health a priority. Stop worrying about pleasing that person. You have to take care of your needs. If you don't take care of your needs, say if you have children or something, how can you take care of them if you don't take care of yourself first? Because then you'll be no good to anyone. So make that step. Recognize what's going on. Get yourself together. And you have to start making a move. Establish boundaries. You know what? And I mean, you could tell the abusive person that you're not going for that anymore, but you could show them better than you can tell them. So if you have to get your kids and leave the life that you know and go to a shelter and start over, then you need to do it. And you could be a man or a woman, because not only women go through this, but a lot of men are in abusive relationships as well. So if this goes along with, you know, with family members or something, if you have someone you can trust, then that's where you need to go, because no one deserves to be abused. The next one is stop blaming yourself. If you have been emotionally abused for any amount of time, you might think something is wrong with you, but it's not you. That person is broken. They are broken beyond repair, and now they want you to feel like them. And if they can pull you down so that you can feel like them, then they've done their job. So you need to move on. Recognize it. Get yourself together. Make that plan and make the move. But don't blame yourself. So realize that you can't fix the abusive person. Despite like how hard you have tried, you'll never be able to change them emotionally, because again, they are broken and you don't want to be broken as well. You have to get yourself together and you need to move on. Show them better than you can tell them. Because once you're gone, then they'll realize what they've lost. But you know what? After that, you can't go back to them either. Whether it be a family member, a spouse, a workplace, realize some people just can't be fixed. If they don't want the help, they're not going to take it. They are not going to take it. So don't even engage with this abusive person. Because all the abusive person, like for the first, maybe the first 10 minutes, your conversation might be okay if you haven't seen them in a while. And then they'll start an argument with you. The insults will come back. The rage, the jealousy, all that stuff will just come right back out again. No matter how much they say they've changed, or, you know, maybe your boss says, okay, it's going to be better and we're going to work together. And no, you have to move on. You know, it's hard to forgive and forget, but out of sight, out of mind. So just walk away. Things that, you know, we've accumulated, we can always buy again. We can always get them again. But your life, you can't get back. And you don't want to give your time to that abusive person. So the last one is build a support network. So start talking about it. There are plenty of people who are going through the same thing you are. Find a group you can go to, whether it be a counselor, a life coaching group, just some people who can help you through this, because they're going to give you the ideas and the strength to move on. Maybe a trusted family member, but you have to find someone that is going to help you get through this, because it's going to be very difficult. You know, you're going to go back and forth on this. You're going to say, should I leave? Should I stay? What am I walking away from? It's going to be very heavy. But do you want to continue to be abused? You don't deserve that. So as you get up this morning, you need to tell yourself that today is a new day and I'm not going to put up with anyone's crap. That's what you need to say. So the last one here is work on an exit plan. So you have to work on an exit plan. You can't talk about it. You have to be about it. That's what we used to say in high school back in 1994. But if your partner or friend or family member has no intentions on changing or they continue to make poor choices, you can't stay there forever. It will be your end. It'll take a toll on you mentally and emotionally. And that's not good for anyone, because you do have a purpose, but you weren't placed on this earth to be abused. No one is. No one was. So that broken, abusive person, somebody did it to them, and it's just going to continue. And if they have children and they see them abusing you in front of them, the cycle will continue. Even if you don't have children, you're just going to feel horrible. So you have to move on. You cannot stay there. It's not good. Work on an exit plan. Get out. So in the end, I'd like to share an important number, a helpline number that you guys can use. Now, I don't have a national phone number. I just have one that's for the United States. So for the United States, it's the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. And if you call that, someone should be able to, you know, talk to you and give you some help. But I don't have an international number. And for those of you that are calling, that are listening in from other parts of the world, but you guys, you're worth more than being subjected to abuse every day of your life. That's not what you're here for. If you like to dance or sing or write or whatever that makes you happy, then that's what you need to pursue. But you don't deserve to be abused verbally, physically, economically, sexually, whatever you have it, abuse, no one deserves it. So if your abuser is scaring you, they're inside your head, it's even turning into like you being stalked or whatever, you have to make that move. Set up that plan. And if you can't trust anyone that's within your home, your household, then you have to seek some outside help, because it is not healthy at all. Either the abuse is going to kill you or the stress will. And if you have people depending on you, then you really have to take care of you first. And the same goes for your job. That is an outside person. It's harder when you have to deal with an abusive inside person, like within your family or your spouse. But as far as the job goes, excuse my language, but you give them the finger and you move on and you find something else, another place that will accept you and the work that you do. Because like I said, those people are broken. And when they bring their negativity to your job, they're always going to find something wrong with whatever you do. That's the easiest thing that you can leave. Jobs are very hard to come by, so you have to plan that. Find something before you move on. And if you just can't take it, then sometimes you have to roll with it and leave it, because the stress will kill you. You'll get sick, and you don't want that. I know. Believe me. I know from personal experience what stress can do to you, or being verbally abused. It takes a long time to overcome it. And I'm still dealing with it, because it came from a very close family member, you know. So eventually, you know, I have to cut that family member off. You see them every now and then. It's like, okay, you know what? That person, accept it. They're not ever going to change. You know that if you go to that next family function, you're going to see them. Cut it short. Give them 5 minutes. And, you know, sometimes if it's too bearable, then just don't come around. I know family is the one group of people where you should be able to feel your togetherness and everything. But sometimes some people are just so broken until you can't. You know, it's just very difficult. And you have to understand that you cannot change those people. You cannot change them. Unless they want to change themselves, then, you know, they might have a chance, but well, not with you, because you know you're pretty much done, because you had to take all that abuse. But you know, it's up to them, the abusers, to change, because they have a lot of dark, deep-seated issues that they have inside, and now they're in pain, they're hurting, and they're taking it out on you, which is not fair, because it's not your fault. Don't blame yourself. It is not your fault. You didn't do it. It's whatever is going on with them. Okay. So anyway, we are coming to the end of our Motivational Monday Enlightenment. And remember, stand up for yourself. Tell that person no, whether it be family or somebody at your job. Stand up for yourself. It's like prison, right? If you give them your crumb cake, they're going to expect your crumb cake every day. So you need to stand up and tell them, no, I'm not going for it. I'm not doing it. Be brave. We have to be brave. You know, it's not fair that the other people can just tell us all these evil things all of the time, and we just sit and take it. No more. That day is gone. This is your Motivational Monday Enlightenment. So I would like everyone to be bold, push your limits. Don't let any man or woman stop you. Break the unbreakable, obtain the unobtainable, and stop the unstoppable. Because everybody deserves to be happy. Don't let anyone take your happiness away. And so we're going to go to the part where how I can be reached. So you can reach me at positiveecs@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know what's on your mind. You can blog on my website. Talk about things. Ask some questions at positiveecs.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Positive Enlight, and Tumblr, Positive Enlightenment, Instagram, Positive Enlightenment, and Twitter, Positive Enlightened. So you can reach me, reach out to me, talk to me, tell me what's up. So anyway, this has been another wonderful Motivational Monday Enlightenment. So I need to go now and go get ready. So I will see you guys, or talk to you guys again next week. All right. Bye-bye.